Good morning, everybody. Unfortunately, my colleagues from India couldn't be here, and so I'm presenting on their behalf. I was previously JAPAIGO's regional technical director based in Asia, so worked with them at the onset of this program, so hopefully can share some firsthand knowledge. I want to really talk about the opportunity and the need for providing better access to family planning, especially postpartum family planning in India, and how the postpartum family planning and postpartum IUD specifically was initiated and is being scaled up. I think many of us are aware of the issue of unmet need for family planning, especially postpartum family planning in the world. And if we look at this slide, you'll see that the majority of births are occurring at intervals that are too closely spaced. The recommended interval from birth to birth is 36 months, 3 years, and you can see in the yellow, green, and purple that it adds up to about 70% of births are happening too soon in terms of recommended interval. And that the unmet need, total unmet need, the heavy blue line in the graph on the right demonstrates that in the immediate postpartum period, even up to 1 year postpartum, the need for family planning is tremendous. India is going through a remarkable transition, especially as the government of India pays greater attention to the health situation. And one evidence of that is this JSY scheme, the Janani Sauraksha Yojana, conditional cash transfer scheme for providing women a cash payment for a package of reproductive health services, including delivery in a facility. That provides the opportunity to provide women with multiple services, not just birthing services or delivery services, but also with immediate postpartum family planning services. And it was within that context that we looked at the provision of immediate postpartum IUD. And for those who may not be aware of that, what I mean by that is immediate insertion following delivery of the placenta. So I think the next slide talks about the different time periods, but we're not talking about postpartum 6 weeks following delivery. We're talking about immediate provision. This was the provision of postpartum IUDs has been around for many years. It was recently reviewed again in a Cochrane review in 2010. Proving that it's safe and effective and has many advantages. The best time for insertion is either during cesarean section or immediately post-placental, so the placenta comes out and the IUD goes in within 10 minutes. But it can also be provided within the first 48 hours. Insertion beyond 48 hours is still possible, but it's really not recommended. And there are different insertion techniques. There's manual insertion where the IUD is put in the provider's hand and it's inserted all the way to the uterine fundus. But we really promoted an instrumental technique because we thought that was had less pain associated. Our team developed a variety of implementation tools, including training materials, training videos, job aids, and then made sure that providers had the necessary instruments. And the only real instrument that's necessary that would not already be available is this long placental forceps, which is about 33 centimeters. And it allows the provider to reach the fundus more easily than a simple short ring forceps. And as well, there were a lot of educational materials developed for families. Typically, women will come and the counseling will be initiated during antenatal care, and the understandable response is, well, I need to go home and talk to my family, to my husband or my mother-in-law about this. And so women were given materials to take home to generate the discussion. This was done in the context of comprehensive counseling for postpartum family planning, including other methods such as injectables, LAM, etc. So here's some of our experience. We started slowly in 2010, but things really picked up in 2011 and 12. And at this point, we have about 65,000 insertions spread across 19 states in India. The majority are, 43% are immediate post-placental, about the same amount are during cesarean section, and then 21% in the 48-hour postpartum period. And you can see that this is a program that has stretched across multiple states in India. So getting to scale in India is a unique situation and unique challenge. But we're finding that in places such as Assam and Madhya Pradesh, there 25% or so of women who are leaving the facility are leaving with a postpartum IUD. So we're not just talking about a few people, which the IUD in India has been stagnant at about 1.5% or 2% for the last 20 years. And so we're starting to see that this is going to have an impact nationally. We're also really putting emphasis on follow-up to be sure that women are tolerating the IUD well and that the expulsion rate, which has been a long-standing myth about provision of postpartum IUDs, that the expulsion rate remains low. And these are the findings that we have from the follow-up visits. 83% of women are saying that they have no difficulty, no problems at all. 5% can't find the strings, and it's simply because the strings descend slowly over time. And at 6 weeks, the fact that 95% of the strings have passed through the cervical os is reassuring. In this series of 25,000 women, we have about a 2% expulsion rate, which is consistent with the 1.4% expulsion rate we had in a program in Paraguay, and we're also seeing about similar results in Rwanda. So this really argues against the myth that postpartum IUD programs suffer from 15 or 20% expulsion rates. And in those situations, I would say provider technique may need to be addressed. But infection is incredibly low, less than 1%. And there, in this experience, in the global experience, in the global literature, there is one case of perforation of the uterus. One case in the entire global literature. So I think we can put to bed the issue of uterine perforation as a risk of postpartum IUD provision. So what have we learned from this process of implementing postpartum family planning and postpartum IUD services across all of India? Well, in terms of outcomes, again, perforation, not a concern. Infection, incredibly low, less than 1% infection rates in all of the programs in which we've worked, and using careful eligibility criteria, not inserting in a woman who has chorioamnionitis or an intrauterine infection during labor, or a woman who's at high risk of postpartum infection. And there's also no need for provision of any prophylactic antibiotics, so we do not recommend prophylactic antibiotics as any part of this. Removal rates are low, again, pointing to the benefit or the success of good counseling. And I think the thing that surprises, I don't know how many clinicians we have in the room, but whenever I present this and discuss this with clinical colleagues, their first concern is expulsion, expulsion, expulsion. And I think this and other programs have demonstrated that technique is related to expulsion. If we train well, if we ensure good technique, expulsion rates are low, 2%. I think we're going to take questions after. And and expulsion, as I said, is related to technique. And so focus on technique, ensuring the right timing, the right insertion, and the right method is important. And I'm happy to discuss that in specifics with people after. So in conclusion, our experience so far, and this has been about, we started slowly in Uttar Pradesh with building some competence and building up our methodology. But in the last 18 months or so, the program has spread to 19 states in India, covering a population of about 800 million people. And it appears there's going to be another DHS or a contraceptive survey soon, but it appears that the stubborn 2% use of the IUD across India is beginning to change. And I think the postpartum IUD is a great entry point for helping women and providers to understand the safety, the feasibility, and the quality of the postpartum IUD as a family planning method. As well, India is really starting to look more closely at its family planning program and not just thinking about it as limitation, because typically the family planning scenario in India is marriage at 18, first child at 19, second child at 21. If it's a boy, if you got a boy in one of those two, then you get sterilized at 22. And this is offering an opportunity for spacing and for long-term protection in women who may have not yet decided when they want to finish their fertility. The government of India is taking this up and scaling it up across districts in all 19 states. It has now become an expectation in every state's annual program implementation plan that budget is set aside for postpartum IUDs and postpartum family planning services. And now the government has issued a policy directive that nurses can and will be trained to provide postpartum IUD services, which is fundamentally important because we know that the majority of births are not provided by doctors. They're provided by nurses in the facilities. So ensuring that nurses can provide services is a fundamentally important step towards increased access. Our program has focused heavily in the beginning on data and supervision, and that's predominantly to help the skeptics make that transition. I don't think this level of supervision and data management is necessary as we scale up to a nation as populous as India. So I think that's the end, and I'm happy to take questions at the end. And specifically for clinicians in the room, I'm happy to talk about technique and discuss any of the tools that we use to help providers improve their technique. Thank you.